Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow. Live from Richmond Arms, this is the Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
What up, Bankstown? Hey, how we doing? We made it. It's a Friday. And an F. Fred Friday just starts right now on the Press Box as we get it rolling. We're going to have a hell of a good time. We're here till 4. The Blitz is here till 7. We are at Richmond Arms. It is Houston's best soccer bar. Don't take that just from me. It's been voted as such. So take it from everybody. It's a phenomenal place. Great food. The fries are outstanding. Nick is here. I'm here. My man Bo is here from the sales department. The promo team's here giving away a lot of goodies. And we are going to be having a whole lot of fun for the next, we'll call it 6 hours, but definitely for the first 3, as Nick and I get you going into your weekend and have a whole lot of fun. Nicholas, what's going on?
None much, man. Just a mile away from the studio. And let me tell you, this is my kind of bar. This type of bar is my kind of bar. These are the type of bars I frequent in the Mo, Sugarland, anywhere inside the loop, outside the loop. These are the type of bars I go to. I didn't know about the soccer part, to be honest with you, so I'm not going to act like I knew that, but okay. This
I bet
is
you
my
Glenn Davis does.
I'm pretty sure Glenn Davis. Glenn Davis knows every soccer bar, I assume.
Yep.
I don't think there's a soccer bar in Houston that Glenn Davis is not aware of.
Now, do you like these kind of places because it's darker so they can't tell who you really are?
I do like the fact that it's darker, but not for the reasons you're about to indicate. But yes, I do like the that it has less lighting. Yes.
Okay.
It's nice. It brings a different vibe.
It's got a really cool feel to it. And you're right. It's got a pub. It definitely has the pub feel to it, but it also with the sports bar, with the TVs. And it's also kind of – you can be in the main area and commiserate with all your buddies, or you can kind of escape a little bit if you want to grab some food and just relax a little bit in kind of these little nooks that are cut out, almost like a house on the first floor.
It really is.
Cut out. It's very, very cool.
It's nice. Alfredo is super cool. CeCe is the bartender in the back as well.
Yep.
Shout out to her. So really nice spot.
So
really
this
nice
is indeed another stop on the summer circuit, which means you guys got to be aware of not only can you win gift cards from El Tiempo, Casa del Brasil, and Rudy's Barbecue, but you can register for the end of the summer circuit giveaway where we're giving away that Traeger Timberline 1300 wood pellet grill. It's a $2,000 value. Why wouldn't you sign up for it and follow us everywhere we go for no other reason than besides getting excellent sports knowledge from AJ and, of course, me and Nick, but also the fact that at the end of the summer, you could possibly cash in and win yourself a grill.
I like that name, Summer Circuit. Who came up? Was that you, Bo? Did you come up with some? Todd came up with that. Summer Circuit. I like
Todd,
that.
For sure.
Say his name right.
Barkwerson.
Put some respect on his name.
Yeah, there you go. So lots to get to. I guess the best of which is 11 in a row.
And you guys were telling me I was going to jinx the Astros.
I'm just worried about it. I don't want anything to screw it up. So they, Yordan, and by the way, we need to get into a little bit of the Jeff Bagwell talk.
Yeah.
Because I'm a big fan of Baggy. I was as a player. I'm a fan of the knowledge he brings. The delivery, I can see how it could. I saw a couple of listeners say that they're about to fall asleep, so they got to turn it off. I'm a baseball guy, so I love the knowledge he brings.
Right.
But it's a different listen than Blummer. I do like the fact he called him a California clown right off the top. But it was a lot of entertainment. But the one thing that I was going to say about Baggy right off was Yordan's grand slam, I'm with him. It looked like a sacrifice fly, and it just kept going. And then to everybody's amazement, it ended up in the bullpen.
Yeah.
They are clicking on all cylinders right now.
Yeah, it's a good thing right now. And obviously what comes up obviously has to come down, and that's I understand that. So, I mean, how long of a streak do you expect them to have?
Here you go again.
I mean, come on. You have
you're doubling down. So you didn't jinx them yesterday, so now you're going to go full-blown negativity to try and bring them down today?
Not at all. I'm saying, look, I'm still on the path of the 50 wins that I was talking about over the course of the 10 games that I was discussing, saying by the end of the 10 games that they should at least have 49 or 50 games. I believe that's what I said on record. And they're on pace already. I don't see how that cannot happen over the course of the 10 games that I was discussing.
I'm your boy. So I'm never going to go back to get the specifics of what you said on record. But I also listen with my ears instead of my ass. So therefore, I already know what you've said, so I can back you when you're right and, you know, kind of kick it to the side when you're not.
Yeah.
So that's the way we work here, because we work at the same place and we work on the same show. That's the kind of things that we do. So we can have fun with it. I think that in terms of pushing all the right buttons, the obvious first thing is the six-man rotation is working swimmingly. Again, another phenomenal starting pitching performance last night. The bats right off the top. Even guys that you wouldn't expect, the machete comes through right away to put them up 2-0. Correa had the three straight singles on his three straight at-bats. Everybody stepping up again. The offense is still stellar. The starting pitching still stellar. And the great thing is the run differential is so great in terms of every other team in Major League Baseball that if you do have to go to the pen, you just kind of go, okay, no big deal. They gave up a run here or a run there. And you don't have to worry about it as much because everything else is working so well.
Yeah, I love how confident they are when they have runners on base. I mean, grand slam after grand slam. By the way, going back to the Bagwell thing, did you hear what he called them? Let it go, big boy, before the grand slam?
Yeah, he called it, yeah.
I love that.
Pitch, and it was fantastic.
Well, so here's the deal about Bagwell, not to change the subject, but go back to where we were talking about. You have to be a Houston guy to appreciate what he's saying on the broadcast. If you're not, then I can see why, Jeff Bagwell sucks and he's boring. But if you grew up here or you listen,
right.
if you watch Jeff Bagwell, you'll look past what he's not a broadcaster. He was a baseball player. Mm-hmm. It's obvious from the way he talks.
But Jeff Blum, same thing, not as good of a baseball player as Bagwell, but he worked at it to get to be a broadcaster.
Right.
It is work.
Right. Well, and a lot of them are willing to do that, and you know, that's just not who Jeff Bagwell
Correct.
Is.
Right.
You know? So
And when you look at it and you watch the game, I think it's also because he's not very he's watching it like he was watching it in his living room. So when he tells Todd Callis, now look, if he doesn't do this with his arm after he puts the rosin on his wrist, look for the seams. You can see the seams. And we're all going, not really from here. We can't. But from a hitter's perspective, an ex-player, he's going by what's going through. That's what's awesome is you're getting a player's mentality in terms of what happens in the course of a game. Yeah, it's kind of like Charlie gets an actual hard-on over stuff like this. I mean, he actually gets a full-blown pudge because of the fact this is so straight baseball, it doesn't get any more pure. But it's a great kind of a change of speeds from what Blummer brings to the table, keeping it light, checking Twitter, doing all these things. And that's why I like having him on periodically.
No, it's you really do appreciate the player that puts in the work of the broadcasting craft. You get what I'm saying? And that's what Blummer did. I know there's a lot of players that do that. I mean, Shaq was so – I mean, he looked up to Ernie so much in that studio that he wanted to be like Ernie in a lot of cases. And they told him, no, we don't want you to be Ernie. We want you to be Shaq. That's not why you're here. And so people look – I mean, everybody growing up has some sort of, like, broadcaster, if they wanted to get into the game, that they looked up to and appreciated. So I appreciate guys like Blummer who actually put work in the craft despite being a former player. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's not easy.
So let me give you a little knowledge based on we were talking about Yordan. No player in Major League Baseball history has more doubles and more home runs through their first 162 Major League games than Yordan Alvarez. Here's the kicker. He's only played 151. So, therefore, he's 11 shy of a full season in the big leagues in terms of games played, but he's blown every doubles and HR's record out of the books so far already. He's just an added bonus because at the start of the season, we weren't sure based on his wheels and how bad his knees were if we were ever going to see the true Yordan Alvarez. Now we're seeing that. We're seeing Yuli. We're seeing everybody hit the cover off the baseball, and it's just fun to watch on a consistent night-in, night-out basis because they're so damn good, and they got the starting pitching to back it up. So it's absolutely fantastic. If they win tonight, it would tie the franchise record for the longest winning streak in Astros history at 12 games. They've done it three times previously, September of 99, August and September of 2004, and June of 2018. The longest winning streak in Major League Baseball this season was the A's at 13. You know it's because it's the A's. You want to get that one, too. You want to get the one tonight and the one tomorrow night and just basically do back up with stats what everybody already knows. This is the best baseball team right now in the entire league.
Who are you most excited for when you see a plate appearance? I'm most excited for Alvarez when he makes his plate appearance now. In terms of plate appearances that I do not want to miss on the Astros lineup, he's probably up there as number one for me, even over Altuve and everybody else.
I think the wow factor is definitely you got to stop what you're doing when Yordan's at the plate. But I think just the overall hot streak guy that's hit the way he's playing right now is Altuve.
Yeah, for sure.
Because, you know, he'll hit a ball at his eyes. He'll hit a ball. And the ball last night, by the way, that Alvarez hit for the Grand Slam was only about a foot, foot and a half off the ground, and he just golfed it out.
Yeah, so, 420 feet, I believe.
It's a great, great time to be an Astros fan yet again. It's shutting everybody up about whatever the past had brought and everybody thought about garbage cans and stealing signs and everything else. There's none of that this year, and the standings in terms of where they sit offensively and across the board in Major League Baseball leads everybody a clear-cut shut up. I won't use the F-bomb, but shut the hell up and just let them play, because you're seeing really good baseball players doing really good baseball things.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why I'm looking forward to actually going to my first game, man. I can't wait. I'm ready for it.
I mean, in the stands.
Hopefully when I do go, though, maybe they're not on the same streak as they're on right now, but at least, they're on winning terms, at least.
Well, just stay in first place. You know, they have the best record in the American League. They're just a game and a half, I think, behind the Giants for the best record in baseball. I fully expect the Giants are going to fall back. I don't expect to see any kind of lulls in the Astros unless, with that run differential, if you start getting in some one-run games and you got to get into that bullpen earlier, that's where they could have some problems. That's why I keep emphasizing the time is now, James Click. I don't care if I don't hear from you. I don't care if you don't write, you don't call, and you don't send texts or emails. I care that you're talking to other teams about strengthening the only weakness this team has right now, and that is that damn bullpen that bothers me on a nightly basis.
Well, you know what? Even like I said, I'm going to be a little bit less picky in terms of what they get in the bullpen. If they just get one guy, and I know you think they should get more, I might be happy with it as long as the run differential is there, as long as the bats are hitting on all cylinders, and Alex Bregman comes back from that quad injury and does well. I'm not going to ask for too much. If for whatever reason there is roadblocks in terms of getting enough arms in the bullpen, and I don't know if that's really the case.
Are you giddy that Joe Smith is throwing off a mound?
No, I'm not, but...
Is that why you only want one arm? Because if JoJo comes back and the LaForce is with him, the Allie LaForce comes with him, that you're okay with it?
I mean, if they only get one guy, you're upset?
One is a start, but I think to really... Again, we don't know what the status of Baez is. If you go out and get a guy in the offseason to solidify your bullpen and he hasn't thrown an inning, and all you get is updates about first it was his COVID stuff, then it was his arm stuff, then he was throwing 90 feet, which does nothing for you. I want him throwing in high-leverage situations. I could take a deep breath, and I'd be more apt to go with you and say, okay, now they only need one more arm to kind of help me through, because you got Javier in the pen, you got some guys, Stanek looks like he's back on his game, guys you can trust. I don't trust that bullpen. You and I have talked about this, other than Presley and Javier.
Yeah. No question. No question at all.
All right, we got lots to get to on the program today from the Richmond Arms, Houston's best soccer bar. You can stop in and see us. You can see the promo team and get up and catch up on some free stuff. Register to win that grill at the end of the summer circuit at the end of the summer. But more importantly than that, I'm here to tell you about things like new brakes, because I just used them the other day. They came to our office while Nick and I were doing the show, and while we were doing the show, they were fixing my brakes, and it was painless. It was effortless, and I was able to multitask and do the things that I needed to do during the course of the day. It's like instead of going to the grocery store and shopping for an hour, just having it delivered right there to your front door while you do other things. New brakes will come to your office, they'll come to your driveway or your garage, you name it, they'll do it, and they'll do great work. They are certified technicians, they only do brakes, and they do it better than anybody else. Their price is competitive with all of the brake shops in town, and all it takes is you going to nubrakes.com, that's nubrakes.com, and setting up the appointment. They're going to show you how easy it can be, how convenient, how affordable, and now you don't have to sit in those seedy waiting rooms with that nasty furniture, drinking cold coffee, vending machine food, watching bad TV. You can do things like watch a game, cut the lawn, work out, do some work at your desk, or do radio shows. Check them out today. Tell them we sent you by. Save 10% right off the top. But you're going to find out what so many listeners already have. There's no place to go when you're doing breaks like New Breaks. Check them out today. It's newbreaks.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow. Live from Richmond Arms, this is the Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy, here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back on the box! Just getting it going on a F Bread Friday, right here on the box as we continue to roll on from Richmond Arms. We're going to have a good old time with accurate information, phenomenal takes, never boring, and we're never going to actually throw a segment away or do something stupid like drink on the air until you can't talk sense.
Or we're talk gonna... horse racing.
Oh, God.
Who cares about horse racing on the radio? Literally no one cares about horse racing on the radio.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
but whatever.
You know what? What was it? Throw away a segment?
Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
Okay. And by the way, Nick, I think it sounded something like this. Nick, you don't know what you're talking about.
Who sounded like that?
And you think that the Suns would actually play better without Chris Paul?
You want to get into this now? I kind of wanted to wait for the third hour.
Oh, look, you know how we do things. We can reset the deck for the third hour. I am so tired of taking the high road. I really am. And to hear someone get everything wrong but then be adamant it was right. And then, by the way, if you want to get technical, after the way the game went last night, Nick could have been right.
The thing about him is, like, see, I was drinking yesterday on the broadcast as well. The only difference between Fred and I is that I'm not an angry drunk. I'm not going at the bench saying their segment sucks for, what is it, Throw Shade Thursday?
Throw Shade because he was upset.
And,
he was
my segment is boring and forced. When I'm drinking, I'm happy. When you're drinking, you're angry because your life sucks. Sorry.
Yeah,
Don't be upset with me.
That was the comment. Forced. I don't think we do anything forced. We actually took a question and turned it into
a discussion. If you got laid every now and then, maybe you wouldn't be so upset, Fred Fowler. Sorry, I get laid every once in a while. Sorry, buddy.
So we're obviously, you know, a little bit taken aback by the fact that this has happened a lot. So it actually struck a chord with a lot of people.
Oh, he went at us about the Cully stuff, and I didn't say anything. Didn't even care.
No, we sat on a whole
You brought it up to me, and I didn't even care. And he's always going at me in between shows. I don't know what his deal is. I really don't care. I'm not even mad at Fred, but the guy was just completely wrong, didn't listen to the segment, had his facts all wrong, and then goes at us. And I'm like, what is this guy doing?
Yeah.
What is this guy doing?
I don't understand it. I don't know if he was still mad because of the throw shade that they had to get Granato on for. But, you know, I'm sitting there in the car, but I didn't hear the actual segment they had you on, and then I was tipped off about it by a lot of angry listeners. So I went back and listened later, and I was like, if we were wrong, we would be happily on the air today admitting we were wrong. First of all, he said I said the same thing you said, which was false.
Incorrect.
Then he accused you of having a get-out-of-jail-free card on it because you were drunk, but I was sober, so it should be more on me. And then he said, well, I'm not really throwing shade. And AJ goes, but you are. So I was like, okay, well, you know what? I've handled this a certain way for a long period of time, and we could do this another way too. So facts can be facts, and when you want to call someone out on something, you should probably have your facts in line.
He's without a doubt the most sensitive host on the lineup. It's ridiculous. He acts like he's not sensitive. He acts like he's the coolest person on the lineup, and he's just not. He's just not, and it's ridiculous. I was trying to be nice. I'm not going to say anything, but if you want some more heat, bro, bring it. I don't care. I really don't.
Yeah, I just let's get to
I don't need your basketball takes. I don't need you to – if I'm talking basketball, the last – person's input I need is Fred Fowler's. You're the last person I need in terms of basketball takes. I do not need your takes. Your takes blow.
So if you if you were interested, by the way, there one team has punched their ticket to the Stanley Cup, and Mr. Doubtfire will have the update on that during the Blitz.
Right.
We're going to get into the actual game of basketball that we both watched last night. Look, a lot of the things we talked about reared their head in a hurry for the Phoenix Suns. The fact that Chris Paul was rusty, the fact that you said even though he was probably taking care of himself, he might be a little winded. He might not be in the game shape that he was when the series ended previously when they swept the Nuggets. He did not look like himself. Booker, obviously, with the broken nose and the mask, did not look or play or shoot like himself. Pat Beverly continues to be an a-hole, but you know what? It's working. Because Devin Booker's allowing it to get to him in certain ways. And then when Cameron Payne went down, a guy that I said in that same discussion we were referring to.
Yeah, it was in the same segment as the Chris Paul segment.
Could be a guy that really gets a little bit apprehensive instead of going full throttle, playing his game and being a big asset to the team. Not only did he got it going early when Paul didn't, but then he sprains an ankle. And when he's out and the other two guys don't have it going, that spells a whole lot of problems for the Phoenix Suns.
You notice how many times Devin Booker would actually run the offense and would not even look at Chris Paul. There was actually one time where Devin Booker didn't even look at Chris Paul, wasn't even planning on passing him the ball, picked up his dribble and was like, oh, crap, now I got to pass the ball because I picked up my dribble. Passed it to Chris Paul and got it right back. So you could tell his absence had some sort of impact. And then in the post-game presser, he did say, like, they asked him, like, what did you do? He was like, man, I was just, you know, moving around a little bit on the court, but that's but that's about it. He didn't want to expand too much. You know why? Because Chris Paul is not a guy that makes excuses. He's not a guy that, you know, when he loses a game, he starts talking about why he couldn't play well or why he didn't do well. I think he was 4 for 19. He had 12 assists, 9 of which was in the first half, 3 in the second half. He had 7 points in the first half in its entirety. In the entire first half, he had 7 points. So there was some sort of impact. Is it a negative impact? Is it a bad thing that Chris Paul returns? Absolutely not.
No.
But will there be some sort of impact for missing 2 playoff games? Well, yes.
Yeah, and here's what I'll say. Chris Paul's a professional, as we know. But Chris Paul, this means too much, and it's taken him too long to get back to this point where he's going to let this one game get to him, and it's going to be a continuation. Booker now is someone you need to worry about, because now this is the second straight game where he hasn't shot it very well, and he's been affected by the way that the Clippers are defending him. On top of that, I'm taking the mask off. I understand if you get hit again, you might have to reset the nose again. That might be painful, but it's not as painful as watching you shoot with it on and struggle and not be the Devin Booker that this team has to have if they have a chance to win. So I think that if I'm Booker, I take the mask off. I take my chances. I've seen it happen a million times with guys. Until that mask fits absolutely right, there's something about it that you can't play with it, and it's too important of a time of the season to start screwing around with trying to get the right fit. So I would take the mask off, and I would just go for it. And if I'm Chris Paul, I realize it was just one game, and I've been playing my tail off. And now that I've gotten one back under my belt, I'm going to be able to kick it back in gear. But he has to know in the back of his mind, this team needs me. As much as Booker's their best player, this team needs him if they're going to get through the Western Conference Finals.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt. And Chris Paul made reference to the whole mask thing. I guess they asked him about it. He said he wasn't sure if he broke his nose or not, but he only tried it for a few games and he didn't like it. So I imagine Devin Booker is not doing well as well. But, I mean, it's got to be impact. It's got to be impacting his game a little bit. So, but look, it makes the finals a little bit more interesting. Because you know what, the first round, you know, really wasn't that interesting to me. You can make the argument the first two rounds wasn't
right.
They weren't really that good. But the
bigger thing is too, now it gives everybody a chance that we'll see what happens tonight. But at least from a Western Conference perspective, it gives people the thought that this series could still be a long series. Paul George did what he had to do. He came back from missing the 2 free throws. He came back from people starting to call him playoff P down your leg. Oh, that was me. But other people that just said playoff P and made fun of him. Now you have to give him his props. He carried his team. He had a lot of help. Reggie Jackson was huge for that team yet again, and he's going to make himself a whole lot of money this offseason because of it. But the Clippers at home did what they're supposed to do. You know how they always say a series isn't really over or in jeopardy until someone wins on the other team's home floor? Well, the Suns either step up and do that, or we got a long series tied at 2, and now everything's on the table. Will Kawhi come back? Is Chris going to be okay?
I don't think so.
Where is Devin
Booker? He's not even sitting with the team.
That's crazy to me, too, by the way.
He's sitting way up in the suites.
Yeah.
Why is that?
I mean, I know he's a very, very quiet, introverted guy, but at the same time, show that you're there with your teammates. I know what you like to do when you don't like all the attention or whatever. This is what you signed up for. This is NBA playoff basketball. You should be supporting your teammates on the bench just the way Serge Ibaka, and I don't know when we're ever going to see, what's that guy's deal? It's like a runway. He's got a different long coat fashion outfit every night, but that's not what they're paying you for, Serge. But at least he's on the bench. I think Kawhi Leonard should be on the bench.
Yeah. I think you should, too. I thought it was kind of disrespectful, but I don't know if the Clippers feel some type of way. But because they're going to say, oh, the media is just making a big deal out of this. No, most of the time, injured players, star or not, they're in a suit and they're on the bench. So I don't know if it's something that – and did you hear the way Van Gundy made reference to it on the broadcast? He, like, mentioned it, but then he almost kind of took it back. He was like, oh, maybe because it's his injury. Maybe he's up there, you know, elevated because of his injury. I'm like, what is him sitting in the suites have anything to do with his injury? Like, I don't – maybe a doctor can fill me in on that, but is sitting in the suites,
I think it was all about
make a big difference for an ACL or an MCL than sitting on the floor?
No, I think it's all about just the fact that Kawhi just is an introvert and doesn't want, when he's not playing, he doesn't want to be on the stage, and that's not what it's part of the deal. You're there all the time. And I think the major thing is, especially with all the turmoil in that locker room a year ago with guys calling out how PG had to have special treatment, Kawhi had special treatment. Well, you're not dispelling any of that if when you're not playing, you're not there. James Harden, of all people, who's all about himself, when he was out for the Nets, he was right there. Kyrie, right there. Guys that are out at this time of the year, you might be able to catch something from when you were on the court and go, hey, next possession down, Marcus Morris. Be alert on the fact the double's coming from the weak side. You got to be able to see back, you know, cross court behind you. Whatever the case, you could possibly be like a coach on the floor, an extra coach, giving some advice instead of being up in a suite where you're not doing anybody any good.
Yeah, I don't understand why he's up there. It makes no sense to me. Makes no sense to me.
All right, what makes sense to me is the fact that we got 2.5 hours still to go in the show and lots more to get to. So there's lots of fun things to dissect and break down. It always includes you guys. So we're on Twitch. You can always hit us up at 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. That's calls and texts. And, of course, we're on Twitter where it's at the producer Nick and at Pac-Man Joel with a K. Together, we are the Press Box, and this is ESPN 97.5.
Is ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports. You are listening to a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow. Live from Richmond Arms, this is the Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back on the Press Box, just getting it rolling. We are at Richmond Arms. It is, and I'm not just saying this, it is the best soccer bar in the city of Houston. It's been voted as such. You can book your party or just show up. But if you are ready to watch some soccer like Euro 2020, it gets real. The knockout stages start Monday. You got Croatia and Spain, France and Switzerland Tuesday, England and Sweden, Germany and the Ukraine. You need to book now. All you've got to do is go to richmondarmspub-houston.com, and you can book your party. Otherwise, just show up. Because we're going to be here all day today, all the way till 7, us and the Blitz. And then, of course, you're going to find out this is the place. Glenn Davis will tell you that. It's a great place to watch soccer, so you can show up and do that as well. And hang out with a lot of soccer-like people that are going to have a good time with you.
Hey, we just lost power, buddy. So if we get disconnected,
am I talking just to hear myself?
I don't know. I'm just letting Tyler know in the event that we're off. Yeah, we lost power in the restaurant, buddy. So just have something ready.
Okay.
But the unit usually charges up for a little bit, but I don't know how long it's going to last.
Okay.
But anyway, we're on the air right now.
Yep.
I don't know why, going back to the Kawhi thing, I don't know why he was up there in the suites. That's so weird to me.
I just think it's an introverted thing where he hates the attention. You noticed whenever they even get him to do an interview, it's like pulling teeth, and he doesn't want to do it, and it's very awkward, and he's very shy. That's why even when the negotiations, when everything was falling apart with the Spurs, he had his uncle doing a majority of the talking for him and sending the messages out to the media and talking about what went wrong with Popovich, because that's just not who Kawhi is. The thing that's funny to me that's going to be interesting is a lot of teams will just let it fade and let it slide because it's Kawhi Leonard. But because this Clipper team has been so soap opera-like over the last year, I think there might be some guys that might have want to take issue with it, but you're a series away from the NBA finals. I don't think now is the time or the place to like stir it up, because whether he plays or not, you're one game from being even and forcing a best of three to get to an NBA finals, which the Clippers has never been to. I would wait.
Yeah. Well, the good thing is he's playing alongside a guy by the name of Paul George, who I feel like does pretty well in terms of stars playing with stars. I feel like Paul George does really well as playing with other stars. And you're talking about a Paul George who was a number one in Indiana for a while first before he started, you know, making these bouncing before he went to OKC or LA. You know what I mean? So I feel like he does well with an A personality who happens to be the superstar who might be deemed the number one on the roster. I feel like he does well with his person.
I'm calculating something.
I mean, he liked Russ. He had nothing bad to say about Russ.
Right.
Indiana, who had a problem with him? I mean, he was the number one guy.
I'm not Fred. I'm not coming at your take. What I'm doing, what I'm going to do here is I'm going to give you something else that actually, again, because you're my boy, it's going to enforce what you're saying. I think he likes the money of the A player on the team, but he enjoys being the B player on the team because he loved the ability to hide behind Russ in his city on his team in OKC and only have to do it from time to time. It's a whole different ballgame when you – and James Harden will tell you this. It's a whole new world when you got to put it all on your shoulders every single night and continue to bring it. And we saw that the other night when in game two he did everything right but then missed those two free throws at the end and everybody forgets that he carried them.
Yep.
And all they want to talk about is playoff pee down your leg.
Yeah, well, that's what happens, especially when you're the star. If you miss two free throws like that, that's what's going to happen. That's what they're going to remember. Because let's be honest. Because let's remember, Bridges from the corner missed that three-pointer. Mm-hmm. So if he made those two free throws and Bridges missed that three-pointer, chances are they're not going to hit a three from, with 0.8 or 0.7 tenths of a second. They could have. That's enough time to get a shot off. Mm-hmm. But it would have been way more difficult, you know what I mean, as opposed to the alley-oop.
Well, you know? And also not lose sight of the fact that without timeouts, the only way that the Suns were able to draw that play up and get and execute even a two-point play was the fact that the replay review was so long that it gave them an actually, in essence, a free timeout. And I think that's what messes with the integrity of the game. Yes, you want replay to get the call right, but no, you don't want to give the team an extra timeout. It's like Jason Kidd throwing a Coke on the floor and trying to be cagey. You know, if you're out of timeouts, you'll do anything in your power to be able to set your team up. Hey, credit to Monty Williams. He got it when he needed it. He set his team up the right way. They executed. They got the win. But from Paul George's perspective, I think this is taxing on him mentally and physically.
It has to be. I mean, he wasn't expecting to go in this without Kawhi. I think it's easier to be a superstar when you have another superstar alongside you, and that's why James Harden, in my opinion, went to a part of the reason why he went to Brooklyn. He could be
Absolutely.
A superstar alongside another superstar.
We talked about Russ's desire to be Batman, not Robin, and that's why he wanted KD gone and then figured out it wasn't what he thought it was cracked up to be. On the flip side, there are guys that have been there, done that, and experienced what it's like to be Batman and go, you know what, as long as I'm paid like Batman, I don't mind being Robin,
yeah.
Or in James Harden's case, Catwoman, depending on which role he plays and how far down the food chain he goes with Kyrie and KD. But you know what, it's not everybody's cut out for that role. It takes a true dog, a true number one, and that's like when we talk about Giannis. Until Giannis figures out when the game's on the line and I need someone to give the ball to, it shouldn't be Chris Middleton. It should be Giannis. And if you got to make a shot, you make it. If you got to make a free throw, you make it. But you don't shy away from it, Ben Simmons. Those are the kind of guys that are fake superstars. I don't care how many MVPs in the regular season Giannis won or defensive players of the year. Because also, by the way, you weren't guarding Kevin Durant. And you're not showing why you were the best defender in the league not that long ago. So live up to the money. The money's going to be there for everybody, and you're going to collect your check. But the true Batmen, the true A-dogs, are the ones that never are going to shy away from the spotlight or the big-time opportunity to take the ball and run with it. That's where I have a problem with a lot of superstars in the game today.
KD is that guy. He likes to take the last shot. Speaking of KD, though, which you mentioned earlier, did you see that exchange with him and Scottie Pippen?
God, we got to get into that. That was, and again, I'd like to say, this is another episode of Kevin Durant, just shut up and do what you do because you do it better than anybody else and stay off social media. But at a certain point, his rebuttal to Scottie Pippen
was actually pretty
were all
damn
world.
Good.
They were fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, even though he's probably going to come off as a sensitive you-know-what to a certain extent, and people are definitely going to call him that or have already, you know, they already have on Twitter, at least this comeback was decent. It wasn't like a bad shot back. It didn't sound like he was being a baby. It sounded like, you know what, at least I'm a player that wants to take the last shot because I ain't no biatch. You know,
right.
That's basically what it sounded like.
Right.
You know what I mean? And that's a good thing. He should respond like that as opposed to creating burner accounts and responding to other people taking shots at him. That's a bad look.
So Scottie Pippen, who's on the, what would we call it, the vindication tour because he felt like he got disrespected so badly by MJ in The Last Dance. And then he told everybody he'll tell his side of the story because his feelings were hurt in a book that he was going to read. But until that becomes a miniseries or a movie, I'm not sure a lot of people are going to get hooked on phonics enough to check out the whole novel he wants to write. So then he does the interview with GQ. And as part of the interview with GQ, he decides to just throw daggers all over the place. You mentioned yesterday, and we talked about it, and accurately, I don't want to misportray you, but you mentioned the fact that Scottie Pippen had liked to call Charles Barkley fake tough, and you asked where it came from, and I said I lived through it. When they lost to the Lakers, when they were both members of the Rockets,
yeah.
Scottie dribbled the ball away, lost it, but after the game pointed the finger squarely at Charles and said, he's the reason Clyde retired, he's the reason that we're not going to win, and it was just Scottie being Scottie. But as part of the article, he went on and he started to criticize Kevin Durant. And the main crux of what he was criticizing Kevin Durant was the fact that, unlike LeBron, he tried to do too much all by himself and he was tired. Therefore, he didn't do anything for his team. He said KD, as great as his offense was, it turned out he was his worst enemy. He didn't know how to play team basketball. He kept trying to go punch for punch. He could score better than LeBron, but has he surpassed LeBron? He tried to beat Milwaukee instead of utilizing his team. You see what I'm saying? Have you ever seen LeBron take a shot like that? He ain't going to take that shot. He's going to be smarter. He's going to force a double. That's what KD wasn't able to do. LeBron would have figured out how to beat them and wouldn't have been exhausted, and it may not have taken the last shot. LeBron ain't KD. KD ain't LeBron. Which is just shut your mouth time for Scottie Pippen.
Yeah, because he just needs to be quiet. But, again, I tell you, all this is coming from the way he was portrayed in The Last Dance. I feel like he's done.
I think it started there for sure.
I think he's going to be a lot more transparent. He's going to be willing to share stories that he wasn't willing to share in the past because, you know what, that's the trend. And a lot of former players are coming out with old stories.
Well, and I think on top of all that, you know, it's been a rough year for Scottie Pippen, and it's been a lot of – he's been taking a lot of bullets, and now he's deciding to shoot his shot. But he's shooting at the wrong guys because Kevin Durant's replies were phenomenal. He replied to the first one by saying, didn't the great Scottie Pippen refuse to go in the game for the last second shot because his feelings were hurt because the coach drew the play up for a better shooter? And then continued on later to basically say, you ain't it. The players followed Phil. They didn't follow you.
Yeah.
So I think his responses were spot on.
That's so true, though.
It was accurate.
They did follow Phil.
And here's the other thing, Nick. He's criticizing KD for absolutely putting the whole team on his back for that entire series. And is Scottie really going to look any better or a whole lot worse? If we're not talking about micro inches or millimeters, if KD's foot is behind the line, the Nets are playing right now, and Scottie doesn't have a leg to stand on.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%. And he just, I mean, even Kevin Durant said, man, my big-ass foot. That makes me so mad that it was like literally, was it even an inch? It was probably less than 2 inches.
Yeah, it was more like nothing. Half an inch to like millimeters. And you could see the foot was definitely touching the line. But at the same time, if he just pulls back that little bit more, then everybody's just commending him as a guy that took the adversity, took the challenge, and executed it to the highest degree.
He may not even say the things he's been saying. He probably won't even come out. Or he might.
That's why
Kevin Durant made that shot.
Yeah, Scottie's just talking out of the wrong side, and I think that, you know, maybe it'll sell more issues of GQ, maybe it'll get him more exposure, but I mean, come on, man, it's been a rough year, man. What was it, Future that took Larsa?
I think Future was already messing around with Larsa. I mean, Larsa's been messing around.
Still a bad look.
No, Marvin, what was it, Bagley? That's who she's messing with now, isn't it?
Malik Beasley.
Or Beasley, my bad.
From the Timberwolves. But yeah. Before that, wasn't it?
It was Future.
Future that
it
took,
was.
Yeah, there you go. It's been a rough year, Scott. I'd go less on the newfangled hairdo and more on just living your best life, buddy. All right, we'll continue to roll on. Almost done with hour number one of the program, but still two to go. Lots more to get to in the show. Boy, if you thought that the brand Jordan logo and the business was going down, you are wrong. The numbers are out. They are astonishing. And would you believe MJ is making more now than he did back then? We'll tell you about that and a whole lot more as we continue to roll on. It's the Press Box on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 FM.
Food and Red Rule.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow. Live from Richmond Arms, this is the Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back on the Press Box live from Richmond Arms. I'm telling you, it is Houston's best soccer bar, but it's so much more. It's great food. Great beverages. It's got that homey feel to it. When you walk in, you can commiserate with everybody in the big open area. You can catch some of these side rooms. There's a fireplace. There's lots of TVs, so you can just hang out with your friends or your family and have a good old time. Soccer parties are booking up fast, and with the Euro 2020 going on, with the knockout round coming up Monday and Tuesday, get here now just as an innocent bystander. You can watch and join the party, but if you want to reserve some areas, you can do that too. Just actually go to richmondarmspub-houston.com. But get here and do that. And our promo team is here. They're working diligently. They're just fending off people left and right with gifts and prizes. There's drawings so that people can win gift cards. There's a chance for you to register at the end of the summer circuit when we're done with these weekly trips to all these different places on remote. We'll have a big drawing for a $2,000 Traeger grill. So lots of fun and games. Speaking of fun and games, Nick is here with me, and we're talking about those things, those fun and games like the Astros and the playoff game.
We've got
last
a caller
night.
If you want to take him.
Okay, well, why don't you bring him in?
Seth, we were talking about Kevin Durant a little bit earlier in the program. Seth is on the HRMP hotline. Seth, welcome to the program.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
What's up?
Not too much. Actually, while you all were on the air, Kevin Durant has had some more beef on Twitter. I don't know if you guys have seen that already.
Haven't had
share it with us.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I guess Jackie McMullen, I guess, quote tweeted or said that she spoke with Kevin Durant and his genuine goal to win 3 championships with the Nets. And he tweeted this saying, once again, I don't even talk like this. Plus, I don't have a relationship with Jackie. For us to have in-depth conversations about my intentions as a basketball player, I get she plays an opinion-based sport. But she framed this like we are friends. We are not. The guy is just, he's just all over Twitter, and, you know, he's acting a fool.
I agree with you. I appreciate the call and the info and the insight on that. Look, here's the thing. Remember when LeBron, at the start of the playoffs, turned his phone off and he didn't turn it on? Now, granted, they're out of the playoffs now, so I guess he's entitled to go back on. But there's always the saying, what is it, Twitter's undefeated. No matter what, you're not going to come out looking good, because you know how you are looking good? You're a popular celebrity. You're getting credit as being the most talented offensive basketball player in the world. Everybody is looking at you as a guy that was carrying the load for a team that was minus 2 superstars. But instead of just riding that out until next season and saying, hey, when we're healthy, we're going back at it again, now you're knee-deep in Twitter battles with established, known, and respected writers like Jackie McMullen, as well as guys looking for their shine like Scottie Pippen. You don't think Scottie and GQ magazine wanted exactly what Kevin Durant gave them?
Yeah, I just don't understand why he's so mad at all. I just think he hates reporters, like, to the point where it's like next level hate. Like, there's a lot of basketball players that absolutely hate writers and reporters. I think his hate is just absolutely next level. And I just don't think Jackie is the type of reporter that would put in a quote if she really didn't get it, whether it was on record via audio or something else. Jackie doesn't seem like a reporter. She's been in the game for, I want to say, 30 years, maybe even longer.
Oh, for sure, in Boston,
she's been,
yeah.
Associated with a really big paper in Boston. So
the Globe, yeah.
So, I mean, I don't understand why she would put in a quote unless she's just absolutely slipping. Now, from the tweet, it seems like he's just mad because she's making it seem like they're friends. And I don't think she's doing that from the tweet.
I don't either. But here's the thing, Nick. How do you go a 180 when you were leading the Oklahoma City Thunder? You were looked at like you were the darling of the league. Whether it was you or LeBron, you were two that were always going to be loved and respected. And so you loved the media, and you loved getting the extra attention in a smaller market. And you loved the fact that everybody loved this team and thought, hey, it's just a matter of time. But then you went and changed the narrative by going and joining a super team. And in the process of joining the super team, you didn't realize that it was going to be not so super to be dealing with the fan bases and the media and the scrutiny in basically saying, hey, that was then, this is now. What you did was BS, and it was cowardly to join a team that already had 3 legit stars. And whether you win it or not, the bottom line is it pissed everybody off. And now he doesn't like the fact that he's catching a whole lot of heat.
Yeah.
And so now he's vindictive. And now even when he said, I get so upset, it's Steph's team. It was, because Steph didn't leave to join another team. You did.
Yeah, it was his team to begin with. He was the best player before you came onto this team. So, I mean, I don't know what the discussion was when he made that decision, but someone obviously made him comfortable enough to actually sign the dotted line and do it. But then after he made that decision, you can tell he regretted it. But, I mean, what else do you want? Like, at least Kevin Durant tries at the end. I mean, you can knock on him all you want for the sensitivity, but I will appreciate his game nonetheless.
So there you have that. I want to give a shout-out to my boy, Paulie. Paulie's here. He took a big leap starting his own company, a sportswear company, unlike regular people. It's URP.com, but check it out. There's a lot of gear for men and women. But the fact that, you know what, we always say keep it local and support the peeps. Well, he's been a friend of mine for a long period of time, and he's trying to do something cool. So check it out.
URP.com.
Yep. URPWare.
Oh, get it right,
.com.
Homie.
Yeah,
URP. Okay. Spell where? WARE or WEAR? W-E-A-R. All right, cool.
I did what I had to do there because I felt like I want to support my peeps. Our the lovely Donna is here, Twitchers. If Donna's in the building, where the hell are you? Crystal, yesterday I met her for the first time. Donna's been a long time, not a first time. And Dr. Dre and Clarence yesterday and Greg Vega and so many more there. So, I mean, it's rare that you get to meet a guy that has been in every single position in media in Houston. Bo Brown's here. I mean, if you want to do you can do a selfie with him. He'll sign autographs. There's a chance that he's stashed a few gift cards in his wallet. I don't know, but he's here. You could meet him from the station. The promo team's giving away a lot of free stuff. We're having a hell of a good time. We're going to take you till 4. Blitz is going to take you till 7, so you got plenty of time to get here, whether you get here now like Donna or you wait a little bit till you get off of work and you can get here, register to win the grill, get some free prizes, and interact with us as we continue to interact with the listeners, talking sports and a whole lot more. We're only an hour into the program, so there's plenty more to cover.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking forward to it, man. I like the fact that it's only a mile away from the studio. And the other thing about the meeting all the listeners, the cool thing about it is there's a lot of people that I've met over the past few weeks that were suspects. Like, They were suspects listening to us. We broke up the show, obviously, because of the pandemic. Mm-hmm. And then we still didn't have a chance to meet some of the old suspects. Well, I'm meeting suspects from like 3-4 years ago, which is pretty cool. So I'm really thankful that we still have.
We don't lose
listeners.
Sight of the support that we've had for all these years. The amount of people that have been here since the beginning that are like here today and in other remotes we go to, we appreciate that. We understand what the Blitz has built up over the years. But now having lived it, we see it's a steady process. But once you get someone locked in and on board, you love them because they're helping you do what you love to do. So we appreciate everybody there. And we're going to continue to have some fun doing it. So lots more to get to. I mentioned this Jordan story. It's unbelievable the amount of money that he is pulling in.
It's filthy. It's not even fair. He's basically getting max contracts each and every year, supermax NBA contracts each and every year from sales of whatever he's getting from Jordan. Or is that shoes alone or is it just apparel in general?
No, it's just everything. It's everything with the brand Jordan name. But we had also talked about like the most popular signature shoes for all the different guys from LeBron and MJ to Steph Curry and all those things. They even put out numbers that kind of back up what we were saying. And the fact that the guy hasn't played in how long and everybody's worried about the who's the greatest discussion. Well, Michael, when you hear these numbers, you're going to realize don't sleep on MJ ever because the numbers are still fantastic like he was getting triple dubs every night.
Yeah, no question. No question at all.
So lots more to get to. Only 1 hour in the book. Still 2 hours to go in the show. If you've been looking for your ability to get your hands on Dude Perfect or Angel Has Fallen, or maybe you're looking to try to acquire the MLB The Show for PS4, well, Claire is here. And therefore, that's who you talk to if you want to get some of the goodies and prizes. Alex is here, but he's sweaty, and he's looking for a fan so that he can do his hair just perfectly for the final 2 hours of the program. So if you want to help bring some product for Alex or talk to Claire and possibly win some prizes, the promo team is here having a good time. It's a Friday, so why not join us, have some fun, and get your weekend started the absolute right way it should. It's ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 FM.
This is Heisman Trophy winner, College Football Hall of Famer Eddie George, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.